New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney says the January 6th commission is a disgrace to her and anyone who cares about the Constitution. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll also tell you about the latest Biden administration lie on Afghanistan. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon.
It's evening for some people.
I know.
It is like legit evening.
They're in the middle of dinner right now. So happy dinner, everybody. Happy dinner. How's your day been, Mock?
Well, I've been up since 3:30 a.m. Eastern, so I am tired.
Yeah.
And right after this, I will be going to check into my hotel because I'm at the Bird's house right now. But I'll be going to my hotel and probably crashing really hard. But you guys, tomorrow's show, make a note of this right now. It is going to be at 11:30 Eastern.
10:30 Central, my time.
Yes.
10:30 my time. And 11:30, well, not really your time, but usually your time. Yes. Eastern time. Yes. So yeah. And even Pacific people may be able to check that out.
They should, because I'm like basically Pacific right now.
Right.
So yeah. So everybody should come for sure.
Everybody should be there. Yeah. So you know what I've been doing today?
What?
I've been fighting with people all day. That's what I've been doing.
Are you fighting about student loan stuff?
Pretty much. That's what I've been doing all day. It's really weird. I've been in a spiral of rage today.
Uh-huh. Well, we need to talk about that. But first, we do need to mention our good friends at JaceMedical.com. If that is an unfamiliar name to you, then you have missed out on one of our deep dive podcast episodes where we talked to Dr. Sean about Jace Medical and about the amazing sort of preppery disaster recovery plan that he is offering for $10 off if you use code CHICKS10 at JaceMedical.com, you can get a Jace case. And if you don't know what a Jace case is, it is a whole bunch of antibiotics that cover all kinds of different potential afflictions and bacteria and diseases that you might get, and you may not have access to antibiotics in an emergency. There's a whole bunch of reasons that you might want to use that, whether it's a pandemic thing, whether it's a natural disaster, whether you're traveling to a foreign country and you can't get your doctor to prescribe, like, you know, preparedness antibiotics, you can get them at Jace Medical. JaceMedical.com. CHICKS10 is the code to get $10 off of your case. And if you are still thinking, I don't know why I would need this, you need to go and watch that deep dive episode with Dr. Sean Rowland, because it was so freaking eye-opening.
Yeah, very informative. Very informative. Chock full of information. It's fantastic. He's really great too. Just a great guy. We really like him. Love the company. Definitely check it out. And the case is really cool.
Yeah.
I got my case. I know you got yours. It's really, really cool. It has everything you need in it. So you guys definitely need to check that out.
And by the way, I think the same thing is going to happen to my eyebrows, you guys, as last time.
You do?
I'm starting to get a little peelage action right here, and I don't see color underneath. So I think these are also going to fall off.
Are you serious?
So that means I'm going to be wearing a hat like all next week and trying to hide my bald forehead if that does happen. I'm going to be doing, just warning everybody, like, these eyebrows, enjoy them while they are here, because they're going to fall off by probably Sunday.
That's what eyebrow pencils are for, you know?
Exactly. So, you know, I'm still holding out hope, but I just don't feel good about this, you guys. So if you see me in a hat, oh, we don't have a show Monday, but Tuesday, if you see me in a hat, that's why. Okay, we got to get to some news.
So much news, you guys.
Oh, and then I also meant to mention, you guys, if you have not gotten your Camp Tono t-shirt yet from gratefulamericanapparel.com, the last day that you can get it is September 1st. So if you haven't ordered your Chicksapalooza Camp Tono meet and greet t-shirt from gratefulamericanapparel.com, you have until September 1st to do that. And then that is the latest date that it's being sold. So it's limited time. And again, gratefulamericanapparel.com. Also, they just got hoodies. Not of that design, but they have hoodies with all of their patriotic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And apparently super soft. So
yeah, I want to get one of those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So check them out and make sure by September 1st, you've gotten your shirt.
We're probably not going to dress up, because we've been going back and forth about this. And you guys, I have tried on every single thing in the Waco, like in 100-mile Waco area. And I hate everything right now. I'm just putting that out there. I hate everything. I've even been to Austin. Hate everything. So I'm just warning you, it's probably going to be a jeans night. just because that's how I roll. And since I'm wearing jeans, Mock's probably going to go a little bit business casual. She's going to go a little business casual with me. So just letting you know, ladies, you know how we, you know how we do that. You know how we do, like, we're like, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? You know, yeah. we level up with each other.
I'm just and we'll probably each bring like 5 choices and then decide that night. But you guys literally wear whatever you want to wear. There's no dress code.
Wear flip-flops and, you know, a thong. I don't care. We don't care.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to get through a couple of fast headlines before we get really deep into this whole student loan forgiveness conversation. And first of all, the thing that I wanted to mention is that Jill Biden has COVID again, if you haven't heard. She took that Paxlovid stuff, and so now she's had a rebound again. And so... how many times has she been boosted? Like 100?
Well, yeah. Thank God for the quadruple boost. That was, thank God for those. Yeah. Super glad I didn't get those. Yeah.
Yeah. What booster are you on right now?
I'm on booster 0. Right. That's what I'm on. A big fat 0, you guys. Feeling good.
Yeah. Feeling good. The other headline is that Bill de Blasio is going to be teaching at Harvard.
Oh.
And his class that he's going to be teaching you guys is on leadership.
I'm sorry. We all need to take a break. Everybody drink. Everybody drink. Everybody. It's that because it's time, right? And it's happy hour time. Everybody take a shot. I can't with this. You got to be joking. Like Harvard wasn't bad enough. On our site the other day, one of our fantastic writers did a thing. Was it you? Or was it one of our other fantastic writers? I was going to say, or was it one of our fantastic writers?
Or was it just you?
Or was it just you? Did a fantastic post on how Harvard has 2%, only 2% of its faculty are conservative.
2%. That was LT. LT Conrad.
LT Conrad did that. Can you guys, I was going to say, can you guys believe that? But you believe that. I mean, that's easy to believe. That's data right there. I mean, and Bill de Blasio is going to teach a class?
It's like Cuomo teaching about how to get through a pandemic. That's right. The level of dumb this is.
Or how not to grope women. I mean,
right.
Come on. Huh? I cannot with this. I can't. Know. I was fighting with somebody who's in my family. She's, listen, look, can you read this? If you're a Christian and you're big mad about the possibility of student loan debt being canceled, let me remind you that the entirety of your faith is built upon a debt you couldn't pay to someone that someone stepped in and paid for you. This is what somebody in my extended family put on their Facebook page today. Oh my gosh, I got into a rage spiral over this. It was a spiral. It quickly spiraled. It was bad. And then it became a whole thing because she doesn't like Christians because, you know, it was like, and then I got into this discussion about show me on the doll where the Christians hurt you. It was back and forth, you know, it was a whole thing because Christians are hypocrites, blah, but you need to pay my debt because Christianity. I mean, I just.
Oh, my God.
Serenity now. Right. This is where this is the thing. Like, I don't. And then, you know, it's like. We went back and forth with the whole, well, if you believe in my body, my choice, shouldn't it be your loan, your payment? You know,
yeah.
It's like, it becomes, but the bottom line is this is about entitlement, right? I wish that they would just admit that at this point. They believe that they are entitled to other people's hard-earned money. This is what these people believe. This is what they truly believe. And it's stealing. So don't use Christianity as a basis for your notion, your belief that you are allowed to steal other people's money to pay back a loan that you took out.
Exactly.
That's not okay.
And you know, I was yesterday when this all came down, my son had, you know, he'd spent the whole day at school, obviously. And he came home and he was like, so I heard some people talking about, you know, Joe Biden is like forgiving all of these student loans. That sounds like a really good thing. And we were like, okay, let us just explain to you, dear son of ours, why this is a terrible thing and why you personally are going to owe somewhere in the $2,000, $2,500 neighborhood to pay for other people's loans. Mm-hmm. So are you prepared? You feeling good about that? You feeling good about paying off someone's debt that you had nothing to do with? Because that's what it means. That is what
right.
it means. Mm-hmm. It's so infuriating. And we've got clips to get to about that. But first, we have to talk about the trailer of Hillary and Chelsea's new show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You guys.
So bad. It's so cringe, you guys. It's so cringe.
Oh, and before we get to that, because I do have a part of the trailer, it's too long to play the whole thing and everybody will like vomit before they get through it. The other disgusting news about shows that I wanted to mention is that, remember how we made fun of Meghan Markle's new podcast? Mm-hmm. It overtook Joe Rogan for the number one podcast this week. Like, it got more views than, or listens or whatever, or downloads, than Joe Rogan. Now, I'm hoping that's just because people were curious about the first one.
They were curious.
I'm just disgusted that it was that popular. I'm disgusted.
I am too. I am too. It has to be. It has to be a morbid curiosity.
It has to be.
And then it's going to taper. It has to be. Please, God. Everybody pray. Everybody. To me, that'll be as big of a disappointment as the Kardashians being popular. You know, it'll be a testament. I can't take it, Mom. I can't.
I know. I feel your pain.
It's already bad enough that they've all reproduced and then all those kids are going to have their own reality shows. I can't. I want to be dead before that happens. I can't take it.
Oh my God. Okay. So before we get to student loan stuff and before I show you that trailer even, I do want to remind everybody about the Man Plan at Nutrisystem.com/meals. If you are interested in helping your man or a man in your life get healthy, maybe lose a few pounds, Nutrisystem.com has got 2019 pricing right now on their Man Plan. And I don't think it's called Man Plan. I think it's called Nutrisystem for Men.
I like the Man Plan.
I know, I do too. But I don't know if I'm even allowed to call it that. I just like calling it that because it is Nutrisystem for Men. And so the way that it works is that it basically levels out their blood sugar by keeping them fed. I make it sound like they're animals. I don't mean to do that, men. I love you. But it makes sure that your men are fed at routine intervals 6 times a day so that the blood sugar stays level. And that is the secret to losing weight. It's why Nutrisystem works so well. Check it out. Nutrisystem.com/meals, and you're going to get that 2019 pricing. Okay, let's watch this trailer because you guys, Hillary and Chelsea have a show. I just don't even know. Here's the latter half of the trailer. I want everyone to pay special attention to the very end of this clip where we get unbelievably wise words from Goldie Hawn. Ready? Here we go.
You have a marriage that has been on public display since the beginning. You said the gutsiest thing you ever did was stay in your marriage.
That doesn't mean that's right for everybody.
To throw someone's life away when people really do make changes, I just believe in second chances.
My mother needed rehabilitation, not prison.
Your survival is your power.
Someone say to me, you're not good enough because you have melanin. How dare you?
I have a master's in whites. I just want whites to get a GED in blacks. If there was
ever a time for change. Every single person makes some impact on the planet every single day. We can choose what sort of difference we make.
Speak truth to power. When I throw rocks, I'm throwing them up.
We're gonna go buy the house where we got married.
This is where it all started.
And the rest is history.
By putting down the bad things and lifting up the good things, we bring balance to the world.
You literally become one with yourself.
what the hell does that mean?
You literally become one with yourself.
You become one with yourself, you guys. You do. What? See, somebody explain to me what the hell that is. What is that? What is it?
So many people currently are throwing up in their mouths, as what I'm reading from the comments.
Literally, you guys, you become one with yourself.
Speak truth to power.
What's that? I hate it when I hear that.
I know.
And
same.
Wanda Sykes is saying that. Wanda Sykes and Amy Schumer. This is who's in it. And then where are the conservative women? Oh, we can't have them because they're not real women.
They're not gutsy. There are no gutsy conservative women at all.
I mean, they're basically all of them are just a bimbo eruption. That's what they are. It's just obviously. She should have interviewed Monica Lewinsky because she was gutsy.
Ooh, that would have been a really interesting interview, actually.
Yeah, way more interesting than Wanda. Yeah,
that would be gutsy of Hillary to do that.
Yeah, because she says the gutsiest thing she ever did was to stay married to a guy that cheated on her with like a gajillion other women. That in her mind was the gutsiest thing she ever did. Why? Because she wanted to be president. And so she stayed married to a guy that kept her in a place where she could hold on to power. That was gutsy. You know what's gutsy? Like, I don't know, being Monica, like afterwards, you know what I mean? And then having to, and talking, like, you know what? There's certain things that she did. I'm not saying that what she did was gutsy when she did it, but right. Nowadays talking out and speaking out against it is kind of gutsy. She should have had her on. That would have been gutsy.
That would have been gutsy. That would have been absolutely amazing. I would have totally tuned in for that.
Yeah. Be in a room with her. That would have been gutsy. I would have liked that. Yeah.
All right. Clearly, the biggest news of the week is the fact that now we are, as a country, $350 billion more in debt. We are on the hook for $350 billion more than we were the day before yesterday. And it's because of the student loan forgiveness, which actually isn't a thing. And so I thought I would play two very interesting clips from Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas herself. The first, when she's super, super excited about this entire student loan forgiveness. The second, where she gets called out by a dad, and it's breathtakingly awesome, that clip. But let's watch her bragging about it first.
Nothing. They are the party of no. They got no ideas. They got nothing. So they're going to try a little, their version of class warfare. Well, let the Harvard boys try it. It's not going to work.
Burn. I do wonder, is this the thing? I mean, how are you feeling about the chances of the Democrats holding onto the Senate? Is this the thing?
I'm liking it. And I'll tell you why I'm liking it. I'm liking it because Democrats have not only talked about what we want to do and who we want to fight for. We've actually gotten out and done it.
Okay.
That chick, by the way, the chick with the dark hair, she's the one that took over for Rachel Maddow. She's the one that has it in for DeSantis. So
yeah.
She's like the never DeSantiser. You know, if they're like with the, she's the new, seriously. I mean, like this is like the new wave, you guys. It was the never Trumpers before. Now we've got this chick who she hates him. So just watch out for her because that's MSNBC is becoming the channel now. Like at least her show is becoming the show of never DeSantis. And she hates him, man. Oh my God. She hates him.
Oh man. It's bad. So now, you know, and Elizabeth Warren here, she was talking about how Republicans have no plan. Our plan is to not saddle everybody with more debt. How's that for a plan? You absolute Indian shaker.
That's just, don't be ridiculous. It's just, we're daddy with the credit card, right?
And
they're the sorority girls on spring break. They don't care. It's just an endless supply of money. That's what we are to these people.
Well, yeah. She was at a campaign event of some sort, and a father of someone who is the father of someone who went to college without student loans asked her a very pointed question, and she became very, very uncomfortable. Watch.
I was hoping to teach a question.
Yeah.
I'm on here, and I'm having her time.
Yep.
I just want to ask one question. My daughter's getting out of school. I saved all my money. She doesn't have any student loans. Am I going to get my money back?
Of course not.
So you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money, and those of us that did the right thing get screwed.
No, it's not even like that's screwed.
Of course we did. My buddy had fun, bought a car, went on vacations. I saved my money. He made more than I did. But I worked a double shift, worked extra. My daughter's work, she was 10. So you're laughing. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. We did the right thing, and we get screwed.
I appreciate
that's
your
time.
And she's just like, I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
She had no answer for him.
He should have no answer. And you know what? This is the thing is that they are like, this is the liberal elite now. They are F the working class. This is what they believe. I mean, seriously, that they are the party of the elite. They are the party of the intellectual elite. they don't even know who these people are anymore. They have claimed for years to be for the working class. They don't even know who the working class is. They don't know these people. They don't. And so hopefully that'll show. I hope to God that it will show in the elections. I do, because people are pissed. You know, this may have turned on like some of these young people that are in college. And, you know, you're talking about your son and how he's like, well, this seems kind of cool. You may have like woken up like the 18 to 24 year old bracket, but there are a lot of people out there who they have angered. I mean, just look at social media today.
Astonishing. We just got an email from Nick. Nick says, and this just breaks my heart. So he says, my late wife and I paid back our loans for our 5 children. I'm a 63-year-old retired widower. And we took out the typical blend of parent plus and student loans to send our 5 kids to Arizona State. We scrimped and saved for 15 years to pay all of them back. We didn't have vacations. We didn't have Starbucks. I am devastated that we made a mistake by doing the right thing and think about the things we could have done with that money. Meanwhile, right. We've got like some Harvard business jerk who's making $250,000 and he's going to get loan forgiveness. What in the world are we doing?
Right. I know people that are doing that right now. Like they don't have kids. They're young. They're making all sorts of money and they're going to get 10 grand, 20 grand. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, this is the thing. We have 2 older kids. We got out of school with no debt. And those were times that we had an infant in the house. I remember like, it was hard. It was really freaking hard. There were some months we were like, I don't know if we're going to make it. Like, how are we going to do this? We've got a kid in college. We've got a freaking baby. And like, I just remember it was really, really hard. And, but you do it. You know what I mean? You do it. You figure it out. You have 2 and 3 jobs. You figure it out and you make it work. And that's the kind, like the people like us, these people, that letter, that email, like those are the people that they're pissing off. They're pissing right. those people off. And those, it's like they have angered. It's going to start bubbling. I don't think they realize that they have kind of awoken a sleepy giant. You know what I mean? I think they just think that they're going to do what Obama did back in, what was it, 2008, where he's like, I'm just going to try to sell a bunch of free crap to a bunch of young people, you know? And I just don't know if it's going to work this time. I don't, because I think that you've angered a whole different demo at this right. point.
The ones that they claim to care about.
Right, right. It's bad.
Can you imagine? Did you see Mike Rowe reposted Charlie Cook's article about this, which was absolutely phenomenal. The way that he encapsulated why this is so infuriating to working people was so brilliant. If you guys have not seen it, you can either look at Mike Rowe on Facebook or just look for Charlie Cook's article about this, because it was so perfectly written and it really, really did capture well why this is so, so wrong.
Well, it's basically, it's a bribe. He's bribing people and he's making them think, you know, this, and he's making people think you're going to get something paid off. There is no such thing as debt forgiveness. All it is he's transferring it to other people who didn't take that loan out. You know?
Imagine if you had just paid off your student loan like last month. I would be so livid. I mean, I just can't even imagine what that must feel like.
Now you're stuck with this, you know, $2,500 bill for somebody else's school loan. And it's basically just a giant up yours to those people and a giant up yours to all hardworking, tax-paying, law-abiding, rule-following Americans who do the right thing every day. We do the right thing, we get screwed. And this is happening over and over and over again. It's like every day. I'm like, what's the point of doing the right thing? It happens with the border. It happens with everything. It's like these people, 2 million people break the law. You know what I mean? It's like to get free healthcare. All I got to do is go to Mexico, cross the border, come in illegally, and I get free healthcare. I get free education. I get free everything. What is the point of following the rules these days in this country? What's the point? It's like, can I just like stop paying my taxes? And then, you know, because that's breaking the law. Why is it that some laws are enforced and then some laws aren't? This administration is so reckless and inept, and they're sending the wrong messages to kids. I mean, look what your son came home and said.
I know. Well, and that's the unfortunate thing, is that the headline, you know, kids like him think, oh, that sounds really cool. And then if they're not hearing an explanation, right? Like, we were able to explain to him, here's why this is actually terrible. But for someone who just sees a headline, that those are the dumb people that I worry about, that are just like, oh my God, that sounds like amazing. Look at him go. He's a winner. I'm going to vote for him. Voter buying plan. And by the way, because we just made fun this week of the fact that Karine Jean-Pierre had not given a press conference since August 9th. Well, now she's back. And so I've got a few clips of her. These are in no particular order because you can imagine how many questions she got today about this. There were a lot. And she is literally the worst press secretary that has ever been in the history of ever. And there's been a lot of bad ones. The amount of word salad that you're about to hear in these various clips is just going to make your brain explode. Again, no particular order. I don't know what's first. We're just going to listen to her try to explain this away.
Times that this is a fiscally responsible way of doing this. But can you explain a little bit about how you guys think it is fiscally responsible? Because you can't say how much it's going to cost. You can't say exactly how it's going to be paid for, and you can't say exactly who is paying for the cost. I get how you're arguing that it helps certain populations, but how is it fiscally responsible?
I mean, the way that we are talking about it and what we're trying to say is the actions that we have taken, and you see this with the way that the deficit has been reduced, we have taken just the last 19 months. And I see that look that you're giving me there.
Well, I hear the argument that you have taken previous fiscally responsible actions that give you more wiggle room to be.
Right. It gives us no. We see this. We do not see this as irresponsible.
Okay. Oh my God. So that's just the first one.
She's useless.
She's horrible.
Did you get anything out of that?
No. And that's why I thought I'm just going to pull four different questions and see how she does. See if she starts to make more sense. You guys, here's the next one.
How much it's going to cost? How can you guarantee that it's going to be paid for, even if you're defining paid for in a way that some of us have questions about?
Look, I think what I can tell you is this, is that we have done the work to make sure that this is done in a fiscal responsible way and a balanced way.
We have done the work. It's always that. What I can tell you is we have done the work. That's like your stock answer. What I can tell you is we've done the work.
Let's see if she gets any better. Here's the next one.
Say, this is how much it's going to cost if everyone who is eligible applies.
We just don't have a number to share at this time.
Why don't you?
The UN ambassador, the former UN ambassador, spoke to this yesterday. We just have to see. It is a process that we just need to take a look before we can answer that question. We just don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Why would you do that? Okay. Why would you get ahead of yourselves? I mean, why would you have a number? Why would you do that?
Oh my God.
God.
Okay, there's one more. Let's see if somehow she just pulls this all together in another. So we give her one more chance.
Cohesion. Okay. All right.
I believe that this student loan program is fully paid for. And if it's not, why does the president think it was important to have all of his other spending priorities fully paid for to be fiscally responsible, but not this one?
So we do, so this, again, this is the question that my colleague here, Ambassador, got. So we have to get a better sense, right, of what we're talking about as far as cost. But let me just say that out loud. She is the domestic policy advisor, and when she was asked that question, so I just want to iterate what she said. But we do believe it will be fully paid for because of the work that this president has done with the economy.
What work has he done with the economy? He's like set it on fire. It's a literal dumpster fire. He is like, he's taken a giant shit on it and then he set it on fire. There's no other way to describe what he's done to it. I mean, seriously, I can't be any more descriptive in what he's done to it. What work has he, there's no other work. Oh my God. She's the worst.
The worst.
The worst ever. She does not know what she's doing. I don't know. Did you guys know that she's black and an immigrant and she's also gay? Did you guys know that?
Well, that explains everything. That forgives everything.
Yeah, she sleeps with women. I don't know if you guys knew that. It's very important. It's very, very important.
It makes her eminently qualified.
Very good at her job. Right.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so I want to know what is in your sack of whack.
My today. Sack of whack is so incredibly important too. Okay, you guys, listen, I've always wanted to be a professional dancer, okay? I don't know if you know this. It's just a thing. It's like on my bucket list. I'm going to be 51 this week. But in my mind, I think to myself, you know, like when I'm in the shower and I'm dancing, I think to myself, I could have maybe in a different world, I could have maybe been a professional dancer. Now, had I tried out to be J-Lo's backup dancer,
yeah,
I would have been turned down automatically simply because of when I was born. This is a crazy story. Now, apparently on the down low, okay, there's one of her dancers, like her, I guess is like an assistant or something. Like this lady that tried out for her, her name is Heather Morris. She's a Glee alum. Did you used to watch Glee?
Yeah. Who is it? Heather. Oh my God. Is she blonde?
She's blonde. Yeah.
Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah.
She worked as a professional dancer for like a lot of years. Right. Anyways, she claims that Jennifer Lopez cut dancers from auditions for one of her tours because of their astrological sign. And it was just one sign. And it was my sign. It was
She doesn't like Virgos?
She doesn't like Virgos, you guys. Okay, so she would say, everybody would come in, they dance, and then like they work, they do all the work and they do all the dancing. So I'd be in there and I'd be doing my thing. I'd be doing my dancing and I'd do a great job, right? Cause I'd bust my moves. And then she'd be like, thank you guys, you did a great job. And then she'd be like, by a show of hands, are there any Virgos in the room? And so I'd raise my hand and she'd be like, you're out. Right. This is the thing.
And that's not a protected class. So like, that's actually legal.
Not a protected class if she could get rid of us, right? And so you don't get paid for that day. You have to go home, right? This is the thing. Now, apparently, this is what she said. Mark Anthony was a Virgo. And so she says that she wasn't compatible with him or something, or maybe he did something to like hurt her feelings. I don't know. They got divorced. They had two kids together, whatever. But she says that she thinks that Virgos are uncoachable unless they share your vision. I think she's a little intimidated. That's what I think.
I think you're probably right.
She's putting that out there by my moves. Anyways, I just thought I'd point that out. I think that's really weird that she cuts people based on the fact that they are a Virgo. So if you're a Virgo out there and you're a dancer, don't even try out for J-Lo.
Well, don't forget, you guys, tomorrow's show will be 11:30 Eastern in the morning, 11:30 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow.
10:30 Central. So you guys, bring it in. And I'd like to say maybe we'll have some better news tomorrow, but I cannot promise that. I can't.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, we'll just deliver it in a fun way.
That's right.
That's all we can
You can count on that.
Absolutely. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great evening.
Bye.
New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney says the January 6th Commission is a disgrace to her and anyone who cares about the Constitution. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Congresswoman Tenney also blasts Liz Cheney and Mitch McConnell for trashing their own party. And I'll tell you about the latest Biden administration lie on Afghanistan. Don't miss it. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.